become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we are live on this Open Phone Friday, the 5th day of August 2005. The website is rbnlive.com, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the word. We're not going to get anywhere unless we got a good number of people in this country that can tell the difference between a George Bush and a hole in the ground, if you know what I mean. At any rate, I'd like to thank Chris Gerner for sitting in for me yesterday. I had to do a rerun of a show, and I'm glad I picked my buddy Jack Otto, author of World War III. That was actually a June 1st of this year broadcast, pre-accident, by the way. At any rate, I'd like to thank Chris Gerner for sitting in for me. I got a little bit ahead of myself, ladies and gentlemen. I just got a little too cocky here, moving a little bit too fast, and I had a little setback here for a day or two. But, hey, I'm still ahead of schedule. I'm healing like a 20-year-old, and I am glad. All your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, all your phone calls, your emails, your cards, your letters, most appreciated. I read every one of them. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you. That took the time, that was concerned about my health, that sent along a get well. A lot of people said, get off that motorcycle. Do you know, folks, do you know why motorcycling has been on the upswing in this country? It's not because of some great marketing plans. Honda back in the 60s, remember the Honda 90, little step-through jobber dude that they had? It was a Honda 50. They were selling on hotcakes, and they came up with an ad campaign that said, you meet the nicest people on a Honda. And it was about the time that Hollywood was winding down with all of their motorcycle madness movies. If they could make one, they certainly did. But the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that so many people are buying motorcycles today is because it gives them a sense of freedom. Now, you and I know better that you can't be free by riding a motorcycle because you eventually have to get off the thing, and wherever you get off, unless you're on another planet, you're on planet Earth with everything that's going on. But for the people out there that aren't in the know, let's say, they enjoy motorcycle riding for exactly the same reason and the experience that everybody else enjoys it for. It's a feeling of freedom. We've got people out there dropping $30,000, $40,000 on Harley Davidsons and $50,000 on custom-made bikes, and it's a craze. Basically, it's sweeping the nation, but folks, I don't want to feel free. I want to be free. I would like to ride my motorcycle in a free country. And not take a short trip, and by the time I get off of it, there's some other draconian liberty-robbing measure in the works from FedGov. A lot of news stories today to go through. Your information, and your calls today, ladies and gentlemen. It is an open phone Friday, 800-724-2719. We'll get into all this right after this short message. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
One thing I didn't get to talk about, because I've been out of this broadcast chair for a while, was the captive vote. And now here's the story behind the story. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that the CAFTA vote is the next step, and then it's Free Trade Area of Americas. We have our North American Free Trade Agreement. Now we've got our Central American Free Trade Agreement. None of it's about free trade. Bush, I had to laugh, was touting this that, American farmers, we're going to open up markets down in Central America. Yeah. Here's a guy that had a hand in reclassifying McDonald's as being a manufacturer, if you can believe that. When the official 15-minute period ended, CAFTA had gone down to defeat, 180 nays to 175 yeas. But the House leadership was so politically driven to get what they wanted, they broke the House rules. They simply violated the time limit in order to keep twisting arms and making deals until they finally had bought or coerced enough votes to pass CAFTA nearly an hour later. Twist some Republicans' arms until they break in 1,000 pieces. That statement by Representative Jim Colby, Republican out of Arizona, describes Republican leadership's rapid determination, I should say rabid determination, to get the U.S. House to pass the Central American Free Trade Agreement no matter what. The vote that began last Wednesday night, finally ended just after midnight on Thursday morning, July 28th, but Mr. Colby's statement doesn't begin to tell the whole truth. Here's some of what he has left out. Because President Bush and the House leadership knew the vote would be razor close, the day of the vote began with the president making a rare appearance on Capitol Hill to speak before a closed-door, members-only meeting of House Republicans that morning. He even brought Vice President Dick Cheney and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice with him. And the arm-twisting began. The last-minute negotiations for Republican votes resembled the wheeling and dealing on a car lot. Republicans who were opposed or undecided were courted during hurried meetings in the Capitol hallways, on the House floor, and at the White House. GOP leaders told their rank and file that if they wanted anything, now was the time to ask, lawmakers said, and members took advantage of the opportunity by requesting such things as fundraising appearances by Cheney and the restoration of money the White House has tried to cut off from agriculture programs. Lawmakers also said many of the favors bestowed in exchange for votes will be tucked away into huge energy and highway bills that Congress is scheduled to pass this week before leaving for the August recess. That was written up by the Washington Post July 28th. Now, keep in mind, they passed an energy bill, folks. Of course, it has nothing to do with energy independence. It has to do with giving away money to private corporations for exploration purposes. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, and we told you this is going to happen, oil per barrel will continue to climb. I think on today's market it was $62 and some odd cents. Oh, and the reason was? Oh, it was an anticipation of summer's heavy demand, you know, people that travel and go on vacation. This is August, folks. The summer is almost over. But yet that's the reason they gave, along with other reasons. We've had hurricanes in the Caribbean, and, you know, Whistler's mother winked at me. You know, I mean, it became so ridiculous as to the reasons why the oil just kept going up. Now, yet despite all the bribes and threats, one congressman, by the way, estimated at least $47 billion in pork and probably much, much more. The Republican establishment would later that night fail to get the U.S. House to pass CAFTA when the legitimate 15-minute voting period would expire. CAFTA would be stopped fair and square, or at least you think that it would. But even though House Republican leaders preach the importance of good morals, is there anybody in Washington, D.C. that it's moral? they're certainly not ethical. You can't, if you're not ethical, how can you be moral? At any rate, and run for office on family values, their game plan already included buying votes and breaking the rules to get what they wanted. Before the CAFTA debate even began Wednesday evening, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay stated, "It will be a tough vote, but we will pass CAFTA tonight." A bold prediction by Mr. DeLay, considering that the vote was too close to call, and he knew it. But when you have the power to break the rules and no qualms about doing so, you can afford to make such predictions. Now, 2 hours of debate on CAFTA ended in the U.S. House at 10:59 p.m. Wednesday night. Representative Ray LaHood, Republican out of Illinois, Speaker pro tem, then ordered a 15-minute vote, at the end of which CAFTA had been defeated. But with the vote kept open for more than an hour after it began, the final vote tally was 217 in favor to 215 against. Or was it? We were led to believe that the two members who didn't vote, Joanne Davis, a Republican out of Virginia, and Charles Taylor, Republican out of North Carolina, who were already on record as going to vote no and would have defeated CAFTA, had been persuaded to remain silent. Mr. Taylor was a key vote from a textile state that everyone was watching. Now, Republican leaders spent much of the time wrestling with the 10 rebellious but undecided Republicans, pleading and pressuring one after another to vote for the agreement. That was in, by the way, New York Times on July 29th. But on Thursday, the day after the vote, I received a telephone call from a talk show radio host in Congressman Taylor's district. He told me he had asked Mr. Taylor that morning why he didn't vote against CAFTA, as he had pledged. The talk radio host told me Taylor said he had voted no, but somebody changed it, and Mr. Taylor was furious. "I voted no," Mr. Taylor announced in a terse statement on Thursday, saying the House clerk's written log showed his vote. And again, that's in the New York Times, July 25th. So the Republican leadership claimed their razor-thin victory on Thursday, Presidential Press Secretary Scott McClellan bragged. And on the Central American Free Press, American Free Trade Agreement, last night's vote was a real victory for the American people. Well, Scott, that's what Bill Clinton told us about NAFTA in 1993. Now, you can see how your U.S. representatives voted. If you voted against CAFTA, please thank him. If you voted for CAFTA, please express your opinion. I guess you can go to capwiz.com, and you're able to check out who voted, who the good guys were, and who the bad guys were. Well, evidently, and folks, in light of what Mr. Taylor said, and also there was a woman congressman that was not able to vote because she was in transit. Somehow her vote didn't get counted either. So vote fixing, folks. Aside from arm twisting, we got vote fixing. So we've got open line Fridays. Is there anybody out there listening? 800-313-9443. I'll get back in the swing of the show. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And let me go to our buddies at the unions. I've been waiting for somebody in the union to look at this mess, these trade agreements, which, by the way, folks, our Congress critters claim that constitutionally they have the right to make treaty. That may be true. But they don't have the right to treat us out of our Constitution, out of our country, and out of our security. That they don't have the right to do. Jim Tucker wrote this. He said the breakup of the largest union in America, the AFL-CIO, can be directly attributable to globalization, the export of manufacturing jobs, and Washington's push to expand free trade. What was being done at the AFL-CIO was not... wait a minute here. Let me back up so I don't skip this. Let me back up here. Where did I leave off here? The AFL-CIO was not working, said Teamsters President James Hofta. "We are going to do something different." That was what he said. The Teamsters and Service Employee International Union left the AFL-CIO during its 50th anniversary convention in Chicago. Now, did you hear this on the news? Yeah, you saw the AFL-CIO, and you saw some news stories about it, but did you get the background on this? Absolutely not. You know, I'm really getting tired. I can't even look upon the paid whores on television anymore and look at them as either being of weak mind or weak character, doing anything for a paycheck, sitting behind a microphone and in front of a television camera, and lying their fool heads off. I'm getting rather disturbed at these clowns because they, in part, are selling the American people by withholding important information, you know, the rest of the story. If they would just do balanced news reporting, as Fox says that it does, well, their moniker is about worth the paper that it's written on, fair and balanced. No, they decide what to report and how to report it. They don't report the news that's going on. They report selectively on what's going on in this country. Departing unions argue that the AFL-CIO leadership has failed to develop necessary reforms to make labor unions relevant in today's society. Globalization, automation, and the transition from industrial-based economy have forced hundreds of thousands of unionized workers out of jobs, weakening labor's role in the workplace, according to a Wire report filed in Washington. Unions are not just angry with the Republicans, by the way. Many union members are angry that the AFL-CIO spends big bucks from their dues to blindly support Democrats. They noted that job-sucking NAFTA passed on President Bill Clinton's watch with strong Democratic support. Republican presidents and lawmakers support these free trade deals also. More on this, folks. It's starting to happen. Unfortunately, people's butts are getting pressed so far against the wall, they're paper thin. But hopefully not too late to speak out. Take the break. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Exactly is that music? Can you, like, not play that on my show anymore, Mr. Producer? I hate that song. Bang and Gong, Get On? I don't even know what that means, and I'm a child of the 60s. And yes, folks, I can remember the 60s. Back to the story, and then we'll get into some of your calls. They're just more than angry at the Republicans, and they're starting to get a little ticked off here with the Democrats also. Gee, the union leadership is starting to catch on that it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican in the White House. That's right. We still get the same CAFTA. But labor unions opened a bipartisan effort to defeat CAFTA during the breakup. They told House Democrats that unions would refuse to support any Democrat who voted for the free trade agreement. Traditionally, unions have warned Republicans, who knew they'd have no labor support regardless, and withheld fire from the Democrats because of support on other issues. Simply put, there must be real and measurable consequences for opposing labor on this issue, wrote the president of the International Association of Firefighters, the AFL-CIO Building and Trades Department, the Service and Employees International Union, and the Teamsters. The stakes are too high for the workers of America, the union leaders wrote. We cannot and will not give any Democrat a pass on CAFTA. The union said they would withhold financial and other support for Democrats who vote for CAFTA. Our work to help elect at-risk members of Congress, I guess they're speaking about, at your urging, will not extend to those who vote against us on this issue. Labor leaders wrote to Democratic leaders, we hope you will also convey to them that we believe those who receive our support have no obligation to vote with us on CAFTA. And shortly after midnight on July 28th, by the way, the House narrowly okayed CAFTA by a vote of the 217 to 215. Yeah. It's about time. You know, where were they after NAFTA? You know, did it take them all this time? And where's the union membership? Where are the union members? You know, we used to be able to walk in on a regular basis and go slap our local president around if we wanted to. You know, they're up for election, you know, in the plants, just like anybody else is, any politician out there. And we used to tell them what for. So where were they for 12 years after NAFTA? Did they think that was just an aberration that was going to stop there? Then CAFTA rolled around. But the point here is that this is the news behind the headlines that they reported to you several days ago, but didn't give you the rest of the story. Could you imagine how different this country would be, folks, if we had an honest media? That even if they handpicked their stories, if they gave both sides of the story, how much different the news would be that people are receiving on these idiot boxes around the country. The most powerful medium ever created on the planet Earth is still being rigged regularly by the talking heads. Let's go to the phones. Oh, this must be a ladies' day. I have nothing but ladies today. Margie in Alabama. Hello, Margie.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, I'm back.
Yeah, well, some of us have been there before. I was just a rider one time when we crashed. The car decided that it should go first.
Well, that must be terrible, you know, because I had an issue riding on aircraft for years. I could never sleep riding on planes until I figured out there was nothing by my sitting in that seat worrying was going to change anything that pilot did. So I kind of got off of that, but I can understand being a passenger on a motorcycle and then getting in an accident.
Yeah.
That would make me feel bad. That'd make me feel worse.
There is a website, and it's called retakingamerica.com, and it has a link to it, and it says computer expert testifies election in Florida were fixed. When you watch this video, the programmer is telling Tom Feeney of Florida's 24th Congressional District how they fix the computer to make the election. Back in the 90s, there was a book written called Vote Scam. And he explained in his book how this would be done. But on this web link, and I know that's not fair to go to other pages to, you know, people that have webs, and I don't mean to be ignorant, but anyone out there could go and watch this video, and this man is testifying about how they fixed the computers in Florida. And a couple of the Republicans and people that were in this meeting is asking this man questions, and he's answering it. And it is really amazing to hear their questions, and there's lots of reporters in the background, and you can hear, you know, them applauding and talking, but nothing has been on the news about it.
Well, and there some reporters, believe it or not, try to do an honest job, and they're told not to be so honest, and if they continue being honest, they're no longer employed.
But they have to live in America also.
That's true. Hang on a second. We've got to take the short break here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So, if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We got interrupted by that break.
All I was going to finish up with is my representative, Terry Everett, from Alabama, for the couple of months that I called him regularly, was saying that he was not going to vote for it. And at the very last minute, he decided to vote for it. And I asked them to explain to me why he voted for it. It was because he really searched his conscience.
He searched
and decided
his
to vote
conscience.
For it.
He searched his conscience.
Yes.
Wonder if that was located at near on his trousers near his wallet.
yeah. Well, we have a couple of bases here, so I figured that Wrecker and them guys, you know. So,
by the way,
I wanted to say.
By the way, Margie, that news item you were talking about, that video is on our website, rbnlive.com. And you go to the section News Uncovered. Our webmaster had it up there a couple of days ago, but that video can be viewed, the one you were speaking about.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm sure glad that a lot of people are on the same page.
Well, and the problem I'm having here, and I sometimes have to be careful, when I can make snap judgments as to what's important for people to talk about and what not.
Well, I donated. I don't have much money. I take care of my mother, and she's on Social Security and that. And we don't have a lot of money. But I figured, you know, if I could give, you know, at least $50 a month, and because I learned so much, that's what we pay for cable. And why would I not pay $50 for being educated? And that's why my mom and I had decided, and we prayed over it, but we had decided that we could give $50 a month to you, and then because we're educated by you.
Well, bless
your
heart.
And the Lord tells you, you know, to give where you're getting knowledge.
There you go. That's why he's got me doing this. I can't argue with God, but that's my talent's not on loan from God. My time is. My entire life is on loan from God, so I'd better do what he wants me to do.
Well, I praise you, and I thank you, and I hope that you can get your money that you need up there. I keep watching your little scale on your webpage, because I do go to it, because you guys give me so much knowledge.
Well, I appreciate that. So, and thank you, Maggie. And
God bless you,
guys. And thank your mom, too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All righty. I was looking at this week's issue of American Free Press. Actually, folks, I just dropped a piece of paper on the floor, and I leaned over and I grabbed it with my left hand. I'm getting better. At any rate, I'm reading this week's American Free Press, the August 8th edition, and Greg Szymanski, which I'm going to have on this program Monday. Front page story, Cheney plan calls for U.S. to nuke Iran. We'll have Greg talking about that on and also other subjects Monday. And on Tuesday, Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan, maker and producers of Loose Change DVD. If you have not seen this, it's on the 9/11 issue. If you have not seen this, oh, I can't say enough about this film, and I'll tell you why. Because for the politically correct folks out there that want to jump on one side of the aisle or the other, the entire video doesn't deal with politics. It just deals what happened on 9/11. Doesn't call out George Bush or Dick Cheney. Doesn't call out any Democrats or anybody else. It's strictly non-political in its presentation. It's got the content is wonderful. The content is beautiful. One of the best I've seen on 9/11, and it stays away from the political paradigm, which is outstanding. So we'll have Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan on Tuesday. At any rate, I'm reading this week's edition of the American Free Press, and I turn to page 3 and. Well, lo and behold, I see a face in there that I recognize. Well, it's Rick Adams. He's a contributing writer to the American Free Press, and the story is, Call to Action, the Media is the Enemy. Radio Avenger says, Fight the Moguls. He says, Ever since I've been involved in the American fight against the controlled media in the United States, I've been impressed by the complaints of many of my friends and activists in the war to take America back from those lapdog media moguls. You're wasting your time. These guys are too powerful. You can't fight the global elite, goes the verbiage. Well, having completed nearly 5 months of talk radio on Republic Broadcasting Network, I've seen the growing alternative patriotic network expand by leaps and bounds. Heard on the Internet at rbnlive.com, as well as affiliates and shortwave carriers, the impact we are experiencing has amazed even myself. It is heartening to hear callers literally from across America raise their voices as never before against the globalist, interventionist, pro-Zionist, one-worlders who are destroying our nation. But wait, you say not everyone can start a radio broadcast in his local community or state. That's where the cable television industry comes in. Using federal and state regulations governing most cable operators in hand, I recently began hosting a statewide community access cable TV program, calling it The Deadly Experiment. For years, I've been sitting back and letting others produce their own cable programs about issues in their respective communities and did nothing about it except watch. Well, 2 months ago, I and 6 volunteers launched as in-studio production and made the deadly experience a reality. The laws governing the cable industry have generally mandated the availability of facilities on a first-come, first-served basis to anyone who wishes to pound on his or her soapbox. It is uncensored political speech that enables those, like myself, to get on camera and reach untold thousands of viewers with the facts about everything from media cover-up of the 9/11 to the history of the sellout of America on the altar of globalism. You can do your part to fight the elites on local level with the power of the state and local cable television and begin to see the results almost immediately. My crew and I have done it, and the response has been fabulous. No more excuses, patriots. Get on with the fight to raise, and that's R-A-Z-E, the New World Order. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. Rick's turned into one fine talk show host. If you have not listened to his show, you can hear it via the Internet. We don't have him on shortwave yet. But there are a lot of those guys out there carrying that broadcast. So Rick Adams can be heard a lot of places. And he's turned into one fine radio talk show host. I just love his delivery. He's just got a voice for radio, just the energy he brings and just his voice and the tempo and the pace of the show. Man, I'm all over the place. But this guy makes me sound like I'm a rookie. Good job. Good job, Rick Adams. Back to the phones. Vicki in Idaho. Hello, Vicki.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I was calling you about the unions. I think this breakup between the unions is kind of a fraud. I'll just be blunt. I think that they're just doing it to weaken the union movement, because if you look at what the unions have been doing for the last, you know, number of years, they basically support the invasion of our country by illegal aliens. And if you understand the way that unions work, they work by withholding labor from an employer so that they can negotiate for more pay and better benefits and whatever.
Yeah, normally called a strike.
Right. And so, you know, by supporting the invasion of our country by illegal aliens, they're supporting a never-ending supply of basically scab labor that are willing to come in and work for undercut, you know, the workers in an area, undercut wages and everything else. So, the one union, the AFL-CIO, they were working against outsourcing. And, you know, outsourcing is the importation of foreign professionals to take professional jobs. Well, that's basically the same thing as illegals walking across the border and taking the blue-collar jobs. So, you know, we've got visa holders taking the white-collar jobs, illegal aliens taking the blue-collar jobs. And the unions don't do much about it. But what I found out is that in the trade agreements, you know, NAFTA and CAFTA, the unions are mentioned in there as being legitimized under the ILO, which is the International Labor Organization, which if you go to their website, you see the UN wheat symbol, you know, it's part of the UN, and they have in mind that they're going to create some kind of global union. I know, and corporations are moving all over the globe in labor arbitrage. You know, if the workers in Mexico make too much, then they'll move their factory down to Guatemala. But these union people think that they can have a global union, and that it's all going to work out to where they have enough power to negotiate wages and benefits for all of the workers in the entire world against these mammoth corporations, multinational corporations. Now, how realistic do you think that is?
Well, I mean, if you take a look at it and you give credence to the argument that a lot of these corporations are transnational, and they're part of the globalist problem to begin with, well, then it would follow that they would want an international or a world union of sorts. But I think there's a little bit more behind this, because I was a member of the UAW, and I can remember when GM started outsourcing jobs, and that came in the way of outside suppliers, where the company used to make its own widget for whatever component it was doing. It used to do it in-house. And they figured that, well, we can do this better because we can't make our own workforce and our own management work for the desired goals. So we're just going to cut a few corners here, and we can have 150 people bidding on any given job for any widget for any component. So they started doing that. But even the UAW, a lot of, maybe they did at the very top, but a lot of the UAW shops did not recognize, and I did right off the bat, and this is before I even knew globalism existed, the plan for global governance. I smelled a rat right from the start, and I started querying the president of our hydromatic division for General Motors. And he knew what was going on, but the union membership did not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a push for them now because they're losing membership. Why are they losing membership? Because there's jobs being lost. You know, and Jimmy Hoffa, you know, he wants to be president of the Teamsters, and he wants to stay in that position. So, you know, maybe just out of, self-importance and a job and a paycheck that he's starting to make noise. But they've been getting a lot of unions have been getting a lot of flack from their memberships going, what are you guys for years and years and years were talking about job security, but what have you actually done to stop it? So I think it's the rank and file that are pushing this. As to the breakup there, I just know a little bit about that, what I've told you and some of the stuff that I've read, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm not prepared to say the fix is 100% in because, like I said, top leadership of unions, mm-hmm. yeah, maybe bought off, paid off, or whatever the case may be, but the rank and file is not, and they're the people that are suffering.
Well, apparently the Teamsters are doing quite well under globalization because they not only deliver things coming from China, but they also are doing, at least according to Tom Friedman, what they're doing is insourcing, what they're calling insourcing, which is that if you say you order a computer from Dell and the computer doesn't work, UPS will go pick it up and you think it's being delivered back to Dell to be fixed, but actually it's being delivered to UPS, and then UPS sends it out to be fixed.
Right.
So it never gets back to Dell.
Well, now they've got a subcontractor out there that's doing their repair work.
Yeah.
But where
yeah.
is the subcontractor located at?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if UPS is doing it themselves, if they've expanded.
I doubt it.
So anyway, but the Teamsters are really doing really well. Whereas, you know, the other unions, they're all getting killed in this.
Yeah.
But they keep going along with it, and they've convinced their members that what they need is a global union, which is just absurd.
Well, but keep in mind, now, because we have a tendency to throw a blanket for explain-all situation. And like I said, the rank and file are starting to wake up out of necessity. Because they see where this is going, and they're not blindly following what their president or their leadership is saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have the ability to spin also at the top level. So don't sell it all the way down the river, but we will keep a better eye on it. I appreciate your call.
If you go to indiadaily.com, there's an article in there today about plane loads of Indian nurses being imported into the U.S. to take the jobs of American nurses.
Why? Well, why not? We got their doctors. Why don't we take
their
nurses?
And their teachers and software professionals and the illegal aliens are taking the jobs at the bottom of the end of the market. Basically, we're just being disenfranchised from our country.
Well, and you know, this globalization process, I was conversing with somebody the other day. I said, you know, they were for it. And I was kind of shocked at that. And I said, well, you know, the globalization process, I guess, wouldn't be that bad if everybody had the same standard of living that we achieved at this time in this country. I asked him what his income was and where he lived. You know, and I told him who I was. I was a talk show host, so he volunteered the information. I said, I'm not using it on air. But he was one of these Dell creeps. And he thought globalization was just fine because Dell's building plants over in China. And, well, that's what they're sold. And they're told if they're going to have jobs, that they have to do this. And it's inevitable and this, that, and the other. But I start asking him questions. He didn't walk away from me the same man that he was before he met me.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd ask him, I said, well, are you making the money at Dell that you think that you should be making? He goes, well, no, I'd like to be making more. And I said, well, why aren't you? He said, well, the labor pool is really large. And I said, yes, and where's that labor pool located at? He says, well, we've got a lot of stuff in Pakistan and in China. And I said, exactly. So you're being told, on one hand, in order to keep your job, you're going to have to do a good a job and as cheap as some third world backwater country is doing in order to be an employee of Dell Computer. And I looked at him, and he realized that his belief system had just been shattered.
Yeah.
He walked away from me mumbling.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah. Thanks for your call, Vicki. I appreciate it. We got to go to break here. Phyllis and Betty, hang on. I'll get to your calls right after this break. Also get in today on the program. Oh, I just love this one. Opinion of Bush's handling of Iraq. Honesty reaches low point in poll. Also, the FBI's national security letters threaten online speech. Did you hear Tony Blair today? Tony Blair saying that, just connected with extremism, not terrorism, extremism. Mr. Blair is not going to tolerate extremism in England. You know who they're considering terrorists, folks. That's right. Anybody that ain't politically correct about the takeover of the planet through the globalization process. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Pledge drive for the network. If you have been enjoying this programming and have not responded to our call for a few bucks, then you are remiss. You know, some people called me up last week and a week before telling me that I don't have any money to send. And I said, well, don't have a guilty conscience, because if you can't, don't worry about it. But they were. Somehow that I would magically know who they were listening and wasn't sending any money. And some people actually called me up and said, look, you know, I don't have any money to send you. And I said, well, you're absolved from your guilt, you know, take it easy. But we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We need to raise some serious money here, some serious cash. We're already into what? Well, by Monday, we'll be into the second week of August, and we've already got August bills rolling around. At any rate, we've instituted the business plan in the network, and it will pay for itself. But we got behind the eight ball after an operation of about a year here, and we need your help. So, and, you know, $5, $10, that's nice, but $1,000, $100, $250, $500 donations are more than welcome. We've got a lot of catching up to do and short time in which to get there. So if you'd like to call us today at 800-724-2719, there's a gal sitting in for Sandra this week, Liz. She'll be very happy to take your donation, and thank you profusely. You can send us a donation at RBN at 1015 South Mays. That's M-A-Y-S, 1015 South Mays. Forget the street ab, just put South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock. And that's two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go to our site, rbnlive.com. Right on the front page, top right-hand corner, there's a button. It'll take you right to PayPal. You can make a monthly donation if you'd like, or a one-time contribution. We would appreciate it. Folks, we need your help. How are we ever going to get the country back if we don't have outlets for the news? And I've seen the other networks out there operating, and I'm not too impressed. We've been doing the best job with the least amount of money. What does that tell you? Our heart's in the right place. Ain't nobody getting rich over here, I can guarantee you. And all monies and all profits from any products, check out our products on the website, folks. Any profits from any of those products go right into Republic Broadcasting Network. They don't go in John Statmiller's pocket and he walks out the back door and goes home with it. This is my home. I might as well move into the network. Everything in my life is centered around this network and how to pay the bills and, more importantly, expand the operation. Folks, I don't know. I don't know if you're happy with the amount of people in this country that know what the heck's going on. I ain't, and you shouldn't be either. And I've noticed a lot of people, because we haven't had major victories and they're getting inundated with bad news, have had a tendency just to walk away and not pay attention for a time and maybe drop back in to see what condition their condition's in. Well, I can guarantee you the outcome of that mode of thought, we're going to get our butts kicked big time. Globalization continues. United States is part of it. Forget your Constitution. Forget your God-given rights. Forget everything. If you want to be chattel slavery, well, then that's exactly where we're going to be. Folks, they have already demonstrated their intentions, have they not? And I don't think God with a miracle is going to intercede on this deal. He's sitting up there with his arms folded and going, hey, you idiots, I gave you everything you needed. Why aren't you doing something about it? I gave you the right of, you know, choice. I gave you the ability to think. So if you're thinking and you're not doing anything, shame on you. And for all those good Christians out there that think that they can just give lip service and that's it, wait till the book of life opens up on you. No lawyers, no intercessors, and no excuses. Just you and the creator of the universe. That's a scary proposition. I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of him. Next hour, 74:66 for the second hour of the National Intel Report. Phyllis and Betty, immediately after the top of the hour, we'll take your calls. Hang in there, but we'll be right back.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.